Hey, y'all. Welcome back to my podcast. As you can tell by the title, today we're going to be talking about stocks. We're going to waste no time, we're going to leave these bags, and we're going to get the story down the bar. Okay, so let's get it. So, me and my girls, we always wanted to do like a girl's trip. We would go places locally, but we would kind of fuck somewhere. And we would always make plans to do it, but something would happen and we would never go. So this time, we're like, you know what? We're going to go for it. Like, at this point, we all working hard. Two of my friends married, kids, so we all need a break. And we decided that we were going to stay up for a year because, you know, some people have other obligations. And then the following year, we would go somewhere. That's what we did. January of the following year, we decided we were going to go somewhere. We booked our flights, we booked our rooms, and we went our rental car. Now, the hardest thing to book was the room, because we had two requirements. First, we wanted to be able to pick and set our room before birth. Now, I don't know if this is everywhere, but I know, especially out here where I live, check-in is at 4 o'clock. But since our flight was going to be landing in Atlanta by 11:30, we didn't want to wait that long. And then we also wanted to have our room next to each other. That was going to be four of us. Me, Blue, and my two other friends, we're going to call them Purple and White. Now, y'all probably saying, why did you name your friends under cover? Y'all, I don't know. This rock is a different. And yes, there is a possibility that I named them a different color in a different podcast, but from this day forward, I'm keeping it together. So you guys don't need a lot of confusion on this, okay? So, we wanted our hotel rooms to be right by each other so we could open the doors to the rooms and we could travel from room to room instead of somebody being on a different floor. And so we had two hotels we picked. The first one couldn't accommodate, but the one we really, really wanted, they were working with us. I mean, eventually they said they could. So we had just gave up on them. We said, you know, we're just going to have to, you know, sacrifice and just let it be the way it is. Like, if you get them on different floors and stuff, fine. And then, like, last minute, they reached out to us and they told us they were accommodating us. So, perfect. That's how we booked the room. So, we're going to fast forward to the day of the flight. We all meet up at Purple House. Her husband comes, he gets all our bags out of the car, and we head to the airport. We valeted the car once we got to the airport. We checked into our flight, we checked our bags in, and we went to security. Now, everything was going by a breeze, y'all. I just knew something bad was going to happen because everything was going too good. Like, I could see now why these airport stuff people come at least 2 hours before their flight, because everything went smooth. So once we got to our gate, we were hungry, y'all. We had been up early. I know me personally, I couldn't sleep maybe because I was so excited. I was talking all night and it got was good. But we had researched so many restaurants we wanted to try in Atlanta that we didn't want to get food on. Because as soon as we got to Atlanta, after, you know, we checked in, because we wanted to try some restaurants. So we just went to this little shopping, this little store they had through the terminal, and bought a couple of snacks and just told us over to after we got off the flight. So we sitting at our gate, and of course we are early for our flight. Now, I don't know if all the stars was aligned. I don't know if it was just divine destiny, but the flight ended up coming in early. I don't know where they came from, but they came early. Just means we were able to board early. So we boarded the flight. We had some landed alone early. Earlier than what we supposed to. I'm trying to reach out to the hotel, but it's summertime and it's in the cold. So I was like, I ain't worried about it. You know, we were just talking and wanting to do that. So we're gonna get our bags, we go get our rental car, and then we head to the hotel. Once we get to the hotel, of course our room's like, the gentleman was like, it's gonna be like, give him a few minutes, let him see what he can do. Y'all, a few minutes turned into like an hour and a half. Which was a trouble because we was early and it's way before 3 o'clock. So, once we got our rooms, y'all, the rooms were nice and heavy. And I was expecting them to be nice, but you know, sometimes But I know I'm like this. I try not to do my hopes up because I'm gonna be mad if I do my hopes up and it don't exceed my hope. These rules were not. I can see why they're so expensive. Yeah, it was nice. So we all had nice ones.
Once we settled in or whatever, we were really good.
So we went, and by the way, I didn't know if I said when we got to the hotel, we got late car. So
once we left the hotel, once we just, you know, settled in or whatever, we went and got our car from ballet, and we headed out to get something. Yeah. What is that about something? You know, we're in here. So one time we got there. Why is everything so quiet and on? I'm not really that. Everything is hard. Once you get to the restaurant, y'all, it's packed. It's packed.
Mind you, it's like around lunchtime. And so, we go up to the hostess and she said it was like 45 minutes late. Okay, we ain't got no choice. We ain't going nowhere. And we really don't want to eat that, so we waited. And it seemed like maybe it was, the time was about fast, but it seemed like it wasn't even 45 minutes and our buzzer was going off for us. So once we got seated, they took our drink order and we was looking at the menu. So we all decided, it's four of us now, we all gonna order a different appetizer so we, you know, take different things.
And so our waiter comes back, gets our order for our appetizer, and so she brings the appetizer and it asks us where we are ready to order our main course. And it was not yet, so maybe like 20 minutes she comes back and asks, you know, y'all ready to order. It may not have been 20 minutes, that's over 10 minutes. But she came back and she asked us for our main course order. So we ordered our main course. She leaves. Not even, I want to say not even 10 minutes.
Not even 5 minutes. She comes back and she takes these drinks on our table. And I said, oh, no, we didn't order them. She like, no, it's from the table in the corner. So we just in the corner. It's like three tables full of meat. Y'all, I ain't drinking no drinks. I don't know the man. I don't know her. They could be in on some kind of thing. I wasn't drinking. And white don't drink anyway. But purple and blue, oh, they down in there. They down in there. And so then she brought out our meal or whatever. We ate what we could. And in the process of us eating, all this whole group of guys come around our table. And I'm like, what is this? Now, y'all, me? I'm a child. So, of course, I couldn't eat while these guys were around the table because the girl was going to go in on the food. So, I'm really hungry. We didn't eat all the appetizers. We didn't eat all our food, honestly, but I was still hungry. So, guys were talking to us. The two main guys in this first time, we're going to call them Brandon and James. Okay, so Brandon introduces himself, he introduces ourselves, and it's all his friends. When I first saw James, I knew instantly that Blue was going to try to talk to him. Because he screams blue type. Everything about his aura screams blue. So I already knew he was going to try to talk to him, and I see a lot of people looking at her too. Now me, I was looking at her. So we was like, oh, you know, thank you for the drink, y'all. We do that, and of course they said some fly stuff or whatever. And we ended up talking to them for a minute, and James and Blue ended up keeping them. And then they left. So we, after they left, I ate a couple of bites of the food, and I was full. So we got some to-go boxes, we paid the bill, and we left. So, we didn't want to go straight back to the hotel, although we were tired, y'all. I wanted to stop by the mall, and of course, that was far too. We went to the mall. One thing about these malls, y'all, I'm starting to notice that I don't care where you are. City Union, majority of these malls look the same as the building. But they majority got all the same stores. They may have one or two things different than your store in your hometown, but they're all the same. But anyway, so we went in there, we just so happened to find things we like, bought a couple of things, and we had that bad thing, which was also far. Once we got to the hotel, of course, we got like the car, we went to the driver's room. I couldn't sleep. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I was tired, I couldn't sleep. I could need a good old nap, too. When I woke up, Drew was saying that her and James had been taking and James was trying to invite us out to them tonight. I'm like, okay, where they going? They going to some party at a club. And I'm like, okay, I'm down. So we was down. He said that they was going to be at the club by 10:30, 11 o'clock. So I was like, okay, cool. So it's probably like around 6:30 or like going on 6:40 or something like that. So like around 8 o'clock, we started getting ready. Well, really, we were procrastinating. We started getting ready like around 9:50. So we got ready and we all done, get our makeup, our hair. Y'all, I had my makeup, beat to the gods. I had my snacks on. And for those of you who don't know what a snack is, it's just a shapewear, like space. So I was snacked to the gods and my face was beat to the gods. Y'all, we were looking good. We all were looking good. Nobody was gonna tell us otherwise. We were looking good. So, of course, we took a million pictures for the gram. I do not have Instagram, but my friends do, but I do have Snapchat. And we also took pictures for the snack. So, it was way past 11 o'clock, I don't know. So, we head out to the club. We get there, which was also far, y'all. Once we get to the club, y'all, it's a line. I don't know if this spot was affiliated with the club, but all we saw was a valet sign. And we pulled up in and we valeted the car. Now, we stood in line at the club. James, you know, he takes some blue time to wherever, and he outside, you know, waiting in line. I was like, man, by the time we get up in the club, it's gonna be over with, or they're gonna start turning people away. The bouncer, I don't know if they call bouncers, the doorman, whatever you call him, he starts pulling people out of line, mainly females. So he gets to us and he pulls us out of line. My first time in Atlanta, and guess what? I'm getting kicked out of the club that I need to get in. In reality, he was letting us in the club. He let us all in the club. So, when we got in the club, we were texting James to see, like, you know, what it was or whatever. And they didn't win out of VIP thing. Now let me just say this, but I don't know if I already said it. Now I said Brandon and Jensen were just at the board. Turned out it was, they were in a fraternity and they all were frat brothers. And one of the frat brothers that lived in Atlanta invited a majority of them down. And I guess they were playing up his birthday, I don't know. But they were frat brothers. So it is like, you know, I done heard a lot of things about Atlanta. I'm not going to touch on it in a short time. So I was trying to wonder what, you know, it was kind of interesting. So when we get up in there, he said they in VIP. We go in VIP. And of course, it's females in VIP. They got bottles everywhere. I mean, it's, the club was lit, y'all. The music was good. It was packed wall to wall. It was cool. So when we get up in there, it's already girls in the VIP. And they just mean mugging us, y'all. Mean mugging us. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting. So, Brandon and James, they come up, they talk with us or whatever. And they was like, basically, you know, they done rent out the VIP. And, you know, they got bottles, you know, what we want to drink, basically. Now, I told y'all earlier that White don't drink, but she didn't drink. So she kind of was the designated driver. But she don't drink anyway. But me, Blue, and Purple, oh yeah, we was on one. We was doing, y'all already know what we were doing. We was taking pictures for the girlfriend, all up on Snapchat. We was all up on their Snapchat. Like, it was, we had us a good time, y'all. We dancing, I'm dancing, and me and Brandon dancing, and I'm dancing with my girls. Like, we just was having a good time. And it seemed like these girls that were doing that, people just memeing us the whole while. Y'all, I don't know. I don't know how Atlanta girls get down, but it's obviously the same. Now, let me just say this. I would be lying to say that some of Brandon and Brandon's frat brothers were inclined to talk to me. They were. But I had already had my eyes on Brandon, so I didn't see nobody. And Lou was talking to James, so that was a dumb guy because it may have been two or three of them that was her type, but she picked up. And then, of course, Purple and White, they married, so. Although some of the friends are friends with them, they didn't change my mind. Now, we dancing and stuff. Now, at this point, this is when it gets real. Because the girl got cheated. Now, it's one part in the rule about wearing the snatch. You can't take it off. Or have hell put that snatch back on. So you gotta hold your kids. So not only am I holding my kids, this snatch, I'm so snatched, it seems like every breath I took, it was getting tighter and tighter to the point where I didn't have no more breath left in my body. Like, I was getting so uncomfortable. Then I had heels on and my feet were hurting. But you know, beauty is pain. Pain is beauty, however you want to think. And we was looking good, so I was just like, in my mind I was thinking, ooh, I can't wait to get in this car. I'm taking these shoes off. I can't wait to get in this hotel because I'm going to squeeze myself out this snack because I got to go. So we're going to fast forward, it's time to leave the club. Come to find out, the valet park we used was not affiliated with the club, but we didn't care. They didn't care, we didn't care. We paid them, I guess that's all they worried about. So we get the car from valet, and so James and Brandon was like, hey, it's a little strip down here, y'all, like, we all going to pull up over there, like, y'all pull up and come chat with us or whatever, come holler at us or whatever, fine. So after we get the car, when I got in that car, y'all, we all took our shoes off. Like, my foot had fell off, both of my feet, not my foot, my feet had fell off an hour, not even an hour into being at the club. Like, I was looking good though, y'all. And then I had to pee so bad. So I was, in my mind, I was thinking, I really don't want to go and meet y'all. I just really want to go to the hotel because I'm about to burst. So we get the car. It's like a little shopping strip that was maybe like 5 minutes up the street. So we pull into the shopping strip and we all in there, we just all talking or whatever. And so Brandon comes to my door and he was like, you gonna get out? I'm like, yeah. So I gotta put my shoes back on. And then I get out and so I'm sitting on the car. One of his friends had a truck, so he let the hood, the back down, and I'm sitting on the car. And it's two girls that was in the VIP that was with the guy, some of his frat brothers or whatever. And so we just talking, and I'm thinking to myself, why hasn't Brandon asked for my number? Like, why? Like, I done gave him so many signs. Like, why haven't he asked my number? See, we flirting. I mean, we flirting hard, and he was like, yeah, we flirting. So I'm ready to go, y'all. I'm mad because Brandon ain't answer my number and I got a freaking pee in my feet hurt. So I said, yeah, you know, we're gonna get ready to go because we, you know, basically we been up all day. We took a nap, but we tired. And then we low-key tipsy because we was drinking, y'all. The only one that ain't tipsy and fine is White. So he was like, okay, so he helped me get down from the truck. You know, walk me across to the car, open the door for me, let me get in the car, and we talking, and then that's when he asked me for my number. So I give him my number, he was like, basically, he gonna hit me up later, and I'm like, cool. James and Blue said they goodbyes, and we dipped out. Y'all, we valeted the car once we got to the hotel. I ran to the elevator to get up to that room so quick. It seemed like the elevator was just on break. It was taking so long. Once I got in that daggone hotel room, y'all, I snatched them clothes out. It took me hell to get out that snatch, I ain't gonna lie. But once I got out of it, oh, I felt so much better. So much better. So after everybody, you know, kind of settled in, we was discussing the night about how fun, much fun we had or whatever. Talking about, you know, the boys. And then we ended up parting ways going back to our rooms. Once I got back in my room, took me a shower, put me a little face mask on, and I was chilling in the bed watching TV. And it's like, I want to say like 2 or 3 in the morning now. And my phone goes off. And it's an area code I don't know. So I ignore it. Because I'm feeling like, dang, this must be a bill collector. Y'all know how we are. If it's a number we don't know, it's a bill collector. So then they called again. I ignored it again. And then they text. And basically it turned out to be Brandon. So he called me. We talking or whatever. And he just was telling me how good I was looking. And I'm telling him how good he was looking. You know, we're flirting. Mind y'all, I got my hair wrapped up in my bonnet. I got my face mask on. Brandon, like, he wanna FaceTime me. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh, okay, well, give me a minute. So I brush up, wash my face mask off. Of course, put my moisturizer on. Take my hair out of his bonnet, put it decent. And we get on FaceTime. And now he just was like, oh, that much better, because now I can see your beautiful face. You know how flirting. We flirt with each other. So he started telling me about himself. He basically was like, him and James live in L.A. And a couple of his more frat brothers all live in L.A., but they all come from different parts. Like, they got some from L.A., they got some from Texas, from Florida. Like, they all come from different parts. Even some came from Atlanta. And so We were just talking, and he was telling me about his businesses that he owned in L.A. and how he was in the process of opening a new one. And, you know, we was having us a good conversation. And I started to, you know, really like Brandon because he seemed like a good guy. And so then he goes, hey, what y'all doing tomorrow? And I was like, I don't know. And then he goes, well, I really wish y'all would have came down here earlier. I said, why? He said, because we leaving tomorrow. Me, James, and another one of his frat brothers, I don't know, our flights leave tomorrow by 3 o'clock. I was like, oh, man, that sucks. He was like, he would basically want to see me before he goes. And maybe we could meet up. I was like, well, yeah, you know, whenever we wake up, I'll let you know. And I was like, anyways, I'm about to call it night. I'm tired. And he was like, okay. Said his little slick remark. And then we got off FaceTime and I fell asleep. So I woke up, I want to say like around 10, maybe 10:30. And when I got up, of course, Blue was already up because it seemed like her and James was on the phone all night. So she already knew that James wanted to meet up tomorrow. Well, today. And so I said, well, where they want to meet up at? And he was like, oh, it's a restaurant, like, 10 minutes from the airport. Can we meet there? I'm like, okay, cool. So we got up, you know, we got ready. We didn't get beat to the gods, y'all. We was comfortable, cute, okay? And we met them at this restaurant. And, you know, we was talking. You know, he was happy to see me. He gave me a hug, a little peck on the cheek or whatever. And his other frat brother was there, too. The reason I had to give him a name because he don't hold no importance to this story, okay? And so Purple didn't go because Purple was so hungover, y'all. She didn't even get up. So it's just me, Blue, and White. So we talking, we eating or whatever, and Brandon ends up paying for the meal, which I kept telling him he didn't have to, but he ended up paying for the meal. And then he was just basically was like, he gonna keep in contact with me and all this stuff. And we kissed. We did kiss, y'all. And then they left. They went to the airport. We went back to the hotel and we fell asleep. So, boom. Now we're gonna fast forward. Now the trip is over. We had an amazing time. We shopped, we ate. We had a great time in Atlanta. Atlanta was very good to us. And now we're back at home. We've been back at home for maybe like a week now. And that week, now, when I was in Atlanta, I talked to Brandon almost every day, literally almost every day. But then once I got back home, we barely was talking. And I went from, like I said, I went from talking to him every day. Even if I would call him and he would miss the call, he would literally like call me right back. So I went from talking to him every day for him not talking to him at all, really. Like, I would call him back and then he would call me. Well, I would call him and he would return my call like days later. So I'm trying to see what's going on. Now, so many flags are showing that he got a girlfriend, but he say he don't. So, when we had our little girls night, y'all know we always have a girls night. I talked about this in a previous podcast of mine. I'm sitting here, I'm asking Blue, like, what's going on with Brandon? Have James heard from Brandon? And so she was like, what was going on? I said, well, I haven't heard from Brandon in almost a week. And so she was like, well, let me see. So she called James up, and he answers, of course. And one thing I understand, that's your boy. You know, he your friend, so, and he your frat brother, so you gonna have his back regardless. So he was like, oh yeah, you know, he just in the process of opening his new store, which I knew that. And he was like, but I ain't really talked to him. Mind you, Brandon had already told me that him and James were really close, like blood brothers. He said they talk all the time, like that's his brother. So you telling me somebody you talk to all the time, you ain't really talk to, you don't find it suspicious. I'm just like, okay, whatever. I ain't worried about it. I said, forget about it. So days and days went by. I'm at work and my phone goes off and who is it? It's Brandon. And he goes, oh, hey, beautiful, how you doing? I'm very short with him, y'all. And he was just like, you know, I'm sorry. I just been so busy opening this new store. This is my thing. I feel like everybody's busy doing something. Like me, I work two jobs, I'm busy. But then I also feel like people make time for who and what they want to make time for. Trust me, you ain't working on this business 24/7, 365 days a year. Like, it's a time where you taking a break, you gotta sleep, you gotta eat, I'm sure. So I just wasn't buying it. And I was just like, well, you know what? I'm at work. I'm at the issues later. And he was like, basically, you know, call him. Please call him back later because he missed me. He want to hear my voice, blah, blah, blah. So, I ain't worried about it. Now, after I got off that night, I called him. We talked for a while. And the phone hung up abruptly. Now, it seemed like I heard a female voice in the background, and then the phone just hung up. I kept calling him back, texting him, no response. I didn't hear from him no more that night, y'all. So, I'm just like, yeah, he got a girlfriend. He got a girlfriend. And I ended up falling asleep. The next morning, I got a text message from Brandon, and he was like, oh, my battery died. You know, some excuse, which I didn't even entertain. I didn't respond to it. So, me and Blue talking, and Blue goes, hey, how you talk to Brandon? I was like, nah. Then I told her about the incident that happened, and she was like, well, you know, James said he ain't got no girlfriend, he ain't got nobody. I'm like, what do you really expect James to say, though? Yeah, my boy got a girl. No, like, that's his friend. Like, I don't expect him to be honest with me about it. And then me and Brandon, we ain't born together, but we in the process of getting to know each other. So I'm like, if you lying now, what won't you lie about? You know what I'm saying? Especially since we in the process of getting to know each other. So she was like, oh, well, James said they was coming out here. I said, well, why would they come out here? Apparently, Brandon, he got some kind of vendor or something out here, and he need to meet up with him. So they was coming to where we live. So I was just seeing when Brandon was gonna tell me, which he never did. So they end up coming out here or whatever. I still ain't heard from Brandon, y'all. So James tells Blue that he wanna see her. Like, after they go handle their business, like, he want her to pull up on him or whatever. And of course she asked me to go, and I'm like, girl, I ain't going. Like, I'm over whatever crush I had on Brandon, I'm over. So just when I say I'm over it or whatever, Brandon hits me up. And then he was like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing, I'm on the phone with Blue. Why, what's up? And he was like, basically, just straightforward. Like, I'm in your town, like, you and Blue come pull up on us. No. I said, no, I'm not gonna pull up on you. I said, how long you been here? He was like, I've been here since yesterday. And I know he had to handle business, so I wasn't tripping on that, but I was like, you ain't even tell me you was coming down here. And he was like, I thought I told you. I said, no, I haven't heard from you since your phone mysteriously hung up when I heard that girl in the background. And he was like, ain't no girl in no background. You know, very defensive. So I was like, whatever. He was like, y'all gonna pull up on us or not? I was like, no, I'm good. I'm busy. And so I was like, I'm gonna hit you back. So I hung up the phone with him. And then I got back on the phone with Blue. Of course, Blue, she begging me, like, please, please, like, you know, that, you know how it is, like, take one for the team. We always say take one for the team. He's like, I know you ain't really rocking with him like that, but, you know, James want me to ask you if you would, you know, just do him a favor and, like, entertain Brandon or whatever. I was like, fine. Y'all, I didn't get beat to the gods. I didn't get all snatched up, but your girl was looking good. We pulled up on Brandon and James at that hotel. I wasn't driving. Blue was driving. So Blue ended up parking her car, and we was riding with James and Brandon. They had to make a couple of stops, and they had a lot of stuff, like a lot of, I guess, stuff he got from his vendor and his car or whatever. And so he was like, he had to stop somewhere. I don't know where it was, y'all. Well, I know where it was, but I don't know why he had to stop there. Somebody he had to see or meet or whatever. So once we got there, me and Blue decided we were going to stay in the car, and Brandon and James got out the car, and Brandon left his phone. So he left his phone like in the visor. With the mirror at, you can pull down. So we talking or whatever, me and Blue, and we keep hearing like this buzzing noise, like a vibrating noise. And then I'm telling Blue, I'm like, is that your phone? She was like, no, and it ain't my phone. And so she said, oh shoot, Brandon left his phone up in here. And so I was like, that. And I mean, the buzzing noise is consistent. Like, it'll stop for a second and then it'll start buzzing again. And it's not my place to look at his phone because, like I said, he's not my man. But Blue was like, I don't care. So she takes the phone out the visor. Y'all, the phone had 27 missed calls on it. 27. And a couple of text messages. I don't know what the text message said, but 27 missed calls. And the 27 is going up because they started calling. So Blue was like, she gonna answer it. They call back, she gonna answer it. And then the name on the phone, it didn't have a name. It just had a bunch of emojis by it. Like, as for the contact, it just had a bunch of emojis. And so she said, they call back, I'm gonna answer. I said, girl, don't answer that phone because it ain't none of our business. And so she was like, I'm gonna answer it. I was like, whatever. I don't care. I don't want no parts of it. So for sure, the phone rings again, and she answers. She puts it on speaker, and she like, hello, and it's a girl voice, like, she mad. She's like, hello, who is this? So we hang up the phone, and now she really calling back. So we see Brandon and James coming, and we hurry up, put the phone back in the bottle. So when they get in the car, he instantly go for his phone, and y'all, I glance at the missed calls. Now mind you, I said it was 27 missed calls. Y'all, this girl done called him so much. It was like 42 missed calls, y'all. 42 missed calls. So I said, oh my goodness, somebody blowing you up. We heard that vibrating noise. We didn't know what it was. He was like, oh, that's my sister. I said, well, she called you 42 times. Maybe you should call her back. It must be an emergency if she's calling you that much. He was like, nah, I hit her back late. I said, you sure? Because if it was my brother or my sister, if they call me 42 times, that means they need me now. And he was like, no, I'll just hit her back later. So he just cleared out the notifications, put his phone back up there. We headed and we got something to eat. And then we ended up going back to the hotel, to their hotel. And of course, the hotel had a pool or whatever. So, and they had like a little bar area by the pool. So we went. And we sat at the bar area by the pool. We got a couple of drinks. We were eating. And, you know, just talking or whatever. And so I told Brandon. I said, Brandon, now, you know, if you got a girlfriend, you can let me know. Like, it won't be no feelings. My feelings won't be hurt. But it's going to be hurt if you stay there telling me you got somebody and you trying to string me along. You telling me you don't got nobody and you trying to string me along. He said, well, I don't have nobody. I was like, all right. I hear you. Whatever you say. I didn't say nothing else about it. So, Blue was trying to spend a night with James. And I'm like, I'm not about to spend the night with Brandon. not gonna happen. So she trying to convince me. I said, y'all excuse my language. But I said, bitch, I ain't spending the night with him. You spend the night with both of them then. Not gonna happen. So I said, I tell you what. You give me your keys. And I'm going to go home in your car. And then I'll come back and pick you up tomorrow. She didn't care. She was trying to spend the night with James. And so then Brandon was like, oh, dang, you like, you going to dip out on me like that? Yeah, I'm not spending the night with you. Because first of all, something about your story is fraudulent. Like I told him, I said, you got somebody calling you 42 times. And still counting. Because as we sitting at the table, the phone, instead of going off, the phone was going off so much, the boy put the phone in airplane mode, just so it would stop ringing. So I'm like, nah, I'm good. So I leave. I wake up the next day. She hit me up, like, come get her, whatever. So I go get her. And of course, Brandy came down to the car or whatever. He, you know, flirting. Oh, you look good. You smell good. Where y'all about to go? What y'all about to get into? I said, I don't know. What she about to do? She about to take me to my car, and I'm going home. And he was like, well, y'all want to roll with us? I'm good. And of course, Blue was down for it, but Blue needs to go home and, you know, freshen up for them. And she was like, well, maybe we'll meet up with y'all later. Okay, bet. Cool. So we leave. We get back to her house. I get my car out there. We didn't end up meeting up with them later. They end up going back home. So we're going to fast forward. So at this point, Blue and James, they kind of like dating now. Like they're going together now. And she always on the phone with him because I can't never talk to her. So I was telling Purple and White, like, we're going to have to send an SOS out for Blue because obviously she got lost talking to James. And then Brandon, he popping in and out the picture like, I really ain't talked to him. And I'm not stressing about it no more. I deleted his number. So I didn't care. So Blue hits me. She was like, do you love me? I said, you know I love you, but whatever you're finna ask me, I ain't doing it. She's like, I need you to do me a big favor. I said, what? She said, basically, James is sending for me. I said, what you mean he's sending for you? She was like, well, he want me to come to L.A. Now, look. I was like, is it that serious between y'all? She was like, well, he missed me. He want to hang out with me. And he want me to come to L.A. He going to pay for my ticket and my room and stuff. I was like, that's what I'm talking about right there. You trying to get flued out. So she was like, I don't want to go by myself, though. Do you want to go with me? I'm like, no, I'm not going to be able to go with you because I'm not off. And that's two jobs I got to get permission to get off from. And I'm not going to be able to go. She was like, please, please, please. I said, I'm going to try, but I ain't going to make no promises. So, of course, I had to switch my days, switch my shifts, but I was able to get off. And so, I'm like, cool, I can get off, I told her. And so, I was like, well, let me know if I can book me a flight. She was like, no. James said he going to take care of everything. And I'm like, no, I don't want James to buy my flight or whatever. She was like, look. Shut up. He gonna take care of everything. I'm like, fine. So James, he booked my flight. We headed to LA. We went to LA. He got us into this nice hotel room in LA, y'all. Oh my goodness. It was so nice, y'all. The hotel was like a house. It literally had two rooms in it. Like four rooms. I was dumbfounded. It was nice. It was really nice. I don't know how much he paid for it. I ain't asked. Oh, look, I'm going ahead of myself. Once we got to LA, he picked us up. He dropped us off at the hotel. And he was like, well, he had to go handle some business because work or something. That he was going to basically hit us up later. And so I was cool with that because I wasn't trying to see him no way. Low key, I was kind of hoping I ran into Brandon because even though I wasn't really talking to him, I wanted to talk to him. But anyway, so we is having a time in this hotel room because, y'all, it was nice. It was really nice. So we end up going down and we went to the pool area. We was drinking.
we, you know, got us something to eat. Y'all, I'm taking it as a little mini vacation. So James ended up hitting Blue up and was saying, you know, y'all get ready. He gonna take her to go get her nails and stuff done. Well, he said he gonna take us. And so I told her, I said, look, I don't feel comfortable having your man pay for my stuff. I'm willing and I'm able to pay for myself. She got mad. Can you believe that? She said, look, if this man want to sit here and pay for us to get our nails and stuff done, just shut up and let him pay for it. I'm like, I don't feel comfortable with that because I know how you is. Now you say you comfortable with it, but then if he look at me wrong, you gonna swear up and down, we trying to talk to each other. She said, no, I ain't. Well, she used to be like that when she was younger. She did grow out that as we got older, but I just didn't want no problems, no complications, no drama. And so she was like, no, shut up. If this man want to pay for you, let him pay for you. Fine. He comes and he gets us after we get, you know, dressed and stuff. He take us to this really nice, I don't know what they call it. It's kind of like a nail spa. I can say that, like a nail spa. We get our nails done, we get our feet done. It was nice. It was expensive too, y'all. It was, that's all I'm gonna say, it was expensive. And then he said, hey, my homeboy having a, we call them kickbacks or cookouts. He said some other word which I don't remember, so I'm just gonna say cookout. So his friends were basically having like a cookout and he wanted us to go. And I'm like, I'm down. Like, get some authentic L.A. food. I'm down. So, he comes, gets us, and we headed to his friend's house. Y'all, it was so many people there. Like, so many people. When I'm get around a lot of people, especially people I don't know, I get real shy and quiet. And so, he introduced us, you know. He was very... One thing about James, he was very nice. And let me just say this, too. Even though James and Blue aren't together at this very present time, they are still really good friends. And I love James to death, y'all. Because he's a good friend. Anyways, so we found a little spot, y'all. And we were sitting down. And we were so hungry, but we was too embarrassed to get up and go fix us some plates. So one of his frat brothers that we had met in Atlanta had, you know, came and spoke to us or whatever. He's like, y'all ain't getting nothing to eat, nothing to drink. It was like, oh no, we didn't want to intrude. And he was like, intrude. So he went and got the person that owns the house or whatever that's over the cookout. I don't know what you call it. But and so he came, he introduced us or whatever, which James had already introduced us to him. And he was like, y'all hungry? Like, y'all, he was like, y'all ain't intruding. Like, y'all, basically y'all family. Like, any family of James' family is out, y'all family. Like, y'all want something. So they went and they fixed our plate, y'all, brought us drinks and brought it back to us. Y'all, that food was so good. I had to take my hat off to him because, y'all, he put his foot up in that food. It was good. So I'm turning and I'm talking to Blue and she just get like, it's just like the life was sucked out of her. Like her facial expression is priceless. And I'm like, girl, what's wrong with you? And then she just was like, don't turn around. Why when people say don't, that's the first thing you do? So I turned around and who walks in? Brandon and a girl. I'm shocked because of course I'm like, that's his girlfriend. And then she's meeting, you know, mingling with everybody. Like, of course that's his girlfriend. They all know her. And he don't know we there. Because James ain't told him, because I'm sure if James had told him we were in L.A., he would have tried to hit me up. But he don't know we there. And so, I'm mad, y'all. I'm mad, but then I'm low-key trying to be petty, too. So, Blue said, we should get up and we should go speak. I said, I'm not going to speak. Like, no. Like, I'm done. I'm ready to go. She was like, no. We ain't about to tell James we're ready to leave. We're going to get up and go speak to him. I said, no, we not. And she like, yes, we are. So she was like, get up. We finna go over there. Y'all, I left my heart in that seat because it came through my butt. And so when we walked up on him, Blue tapped him on the shoulder. He turned around and y'all, he looked like he saw a ghost. And I'm looking at the girl because I'm waiting for her to turn around and she just looks at me. And then Blue goes, oh, hey, Brandon. And then he goes, oh, hey. Like, what y'all doing out here? And she was like, oh, James flew us out here. And he just really didn't know what to say. So he gave her a hug and he shook my hand, y'all. And then, so she just standing there, like kind of nudging him. Like, you gonna introduce me? And then he goes, oh, y'all, this is my girlfriend, so-and-so. And she said, oh, that's your girlfriend. And so she shook Blue's hand and she shook my hand. I thought, oh, it's nice to meet you. And I can't stunt, the girl was pretty. I ain't gonna even lie, she was really pretty. And I'm just shocked, y'all. I'm shocked. And I'm so pissed. And Blue goes, well, you know, it was nice seeing you. I haven't, you know, really heard much of you since Atlanta. And then his girlfriend looks at him. And she was like, oh, how are things coming with your store? And he's like, oh, it's good. We finally got it up and running. And then she goes, well, basically, like, how y'all meet in Atlanta? And she was like, oh, we met at a restaurant. Like, that's how me and James met or whatever. She's like, oh, you here with James? And she was like, yeah. And so she looking at me. Like, Blue was like, yeah, I'm here with James. And she was like, oh, yeah, this is my friend, you know. She came down here to be, you know, with me or whatever. And so we was like, well, okay, well, it was nice seeing you. And we told his girlfriend it was nice meeting her. We dipped. We went and sat back down. And immediately, James came over. He was apologizing to me. And I was like, first of all, you don't have to apologize for your friend's stupidity. Like, we ain't not gonna do that. Like, don't apologize for it. But it's cool. He was like, well, if y'all ready to go, I understand. Hell no, we ain't going. Because now I didn't got this boost of adrenaline, so I'm being petty. Because his girl is watching me the whole while. Brandon girl watching me the whole while. So we talking. I see Brandon out the corner of my eye. He see we talking to James. And so James somehow made contact with him. He was like, oh, I'll be right back. So him and James was over there talking. And James came back. He was like, y'all good? Y'all need anything else? I was like, no, we good. And so we just talking. We mingling with some of the people there too. We were talking about everything. One of the girls, one of the guys that was there, his girlfriend was over there talking to us too, because she don't know nobody. And we were talking about health, food, y'all. We were just talking about everything. And my phone goes off from a number that ain't saved in my phone. Because if you remember, I said I deleted his number. But, of course, I know it's the area code. And so he goes, like, can we talk? Like, can you, like, meet me and talk with me? I didn't respond. And I could see he watching me read it. And I showed Blue. And I didn't respond. So we talking. So then James was like, y'all ready to go? I was like, yeah, we ready to go. So we stand by everybody, and I'm telling the cook, the owner of the place, that everything was good, and thank you so much for his hospitality, y'all. That was nice. That was really, really nice. And we walk into the car. James forgot something on the inside, so he was like, he'll be right back. Y'all, we turned around. Who was coming around the corner? Brandon. How he slipped from his girlfriend, I don't know. And he was like, you know, basically let me explain, like, let me talk to you. I'm like, it's good, sweetie. It's understood. You don't have to explain nothing to me. I said, but just for the record, like I always say, that's my favorite line, for the record. I asked you plenty of times, did you have a girlfriend? You said no. I said, well, good thing I wasn't like head over heels in love with you or liked you like that, because my feelings would really be hurt right now. James came back and he was like, you know, they dapped up or whatever, and we left. We got in the car. He took us back to the hotel. Of course, he ended up staying the night with Blue, but good thing our rooms was separate. Like, although it was one hotel room, it had two rooms in there. And so, while I'm laying down, watching TV, chilling, my phone going off, and it's Brandon. And I'm ignoring it. And I said, you know what, let me answer it. Let me see what he got to say. So I answered, and I'm like, Brandon, would you please stop calling me? I would really appreciate you stop calling me, because I'm going to block you. And he was like, I just feel like I owe you an explanation. I said, you don't owe me nothing. When you was in Atlanta with your frat boys, you probably thought I was cute. You probably thought you was going to get lucky, but you didn't, because I got more respect for myself than that. And it was easier to talk to me probably because your girlfriend was somehow not around. But once you got around, it was harder for you to talk to me. You just didn't know how to break it to me because I started liking you. You started liking me. Yeah, I know. Same story all the time. He was like, well, I just wanted to be a man. Please don't talk about you wanting to be a man. Because a man would have told me a long time ago. I said, now, what if I would have made a whole scene? Now, mind you, when Brandon came to my hometown, I mean, we was booed up. I'm not going to lie. We was kissing, a little touchy-touchy. But after all that whole incident happened with his phone and the missed calls, oh, that sealed it for me. So I'm just like, it's cool. I'm not tripping about it. And he was like, you know, just let me talk to you face-to-face. Like, meet up with me before you go back home. I said, oh, yeah, okay, I'll meet up with you. He said, when? I said, well, I'm going to call you in the morning. We get off the phone. We stay like one more day in L.A. And James showed us a good time while we was out there. And then we left. And we came back home. And did I meet up with Brandon? No. Did I text Brandon? No. He was blowing up my phone, texting me. No, I didn't text him. Because there's nothing else to say. Period. So, long story short is, y'all, I found out I was a side chick. I had never been a side chick before. Well, I was a side chick. If I really just think about some of my... Yeah, I was a side chick before, but... Yeah, I was. But this is the first time I ever found out I was a side chick, y'all. It's funny now. And the funny part is, of course, Brandon and that girl ain't together no more. And he still reaches out to me. That's the crazy part. Never. It's never gonna happen. Anyways, I ain't gonna even go there. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoy my podcast so far. I'm gonna try to post more and become more active on here. It's just, you know, life happens and I just been dealing with some things. But the moral of this story is, y'all, know your worth, okay? I say this all the time, know your worth. You shouldn't be second to nobody. You shouldn't be side anything. I don't care what you see on TVs about and how many memes you read about the side chicks winning. You don't. Side chicks just get their heart broke and they get their feelings hurt. And then whatever you put out in the universe is going to come back on you. So trust and believe. You breaking up happy home, when you get happy, somebody just like you going to come and break up your home. Period. Until next time, this has been Story Times with a Gemini.